Here's what you need to know.
On Sunday night at the Logies, Lisa Wilkinson won the Logie for Most Outstanding News Coverage or Public Affairs Report for her reporting on the Brittany Higgins case.
Oh.
But it is her acceptance speech that has been the biggest controversy since the Logies.
Be careful.
And seeing how I am going to be very careful and not say one more word, I'm going to head straight to Rod McLeod in the newsroom because he will handle this
Let's throw Rod under the bus.
I value my job too much.
Yeah, he's the high ball. Rodney, catch it.
Yes. Over to you, Rod.
Gary Owen.
Nine acres.
I can hear the footsteps approaching as the ball hovers above the head. yes, the Brittany Higgins case is back in a Canberra court today. Now, Lisa Wilkinson is in a spot of bother for the comments that she made at the Logies here at the Star Gold Coast on Sunday night. Some were considering it defamatory. The defence said or appealed to the judge saying, look, there's no way that my client can get a fair trial after these comments. And, of course, the comments were circulated wildly through social media as well. A decision will be made on when that new trial date will be made is happening today in Canberra.
Wow.
Now, Rod, can I just ask, so apparently publishing something that could cause a miscarriage of justice in a legal proceeding can be up to 10 years in prison. Is that correct?
I'm not exactly sure of the actual prison term, but it all follows. This is why we do the codes at work. We all grumble about it, but you have to be very careful, especially in the media, about making comments about things that go before
the court.
So
you thought she would have known better. Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you, Rod.
All right, this is great news for the Gold Coast. I used to be very dubious about new Olympic events until Australia started winning them. Then I thought, you ripper.
Yeah.
The old BMX is going to be bringing a world event to the Gold Coast December 9 to 11. Now, you may remember Logan Martin was the youngster who... and he had built one at his own home to practice in his backyard. Would have cost a fortune, I reckon. Yeah.
Worth it, though.
Yeah, my bloody word it would be. I remember back in the 70s, we built a ramp and it was about $1,500 back then.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Mine was 13 bricks.
Was it?
And a piece of wood.
We heard Rodney the other day. It was a plank and two bricks and snap. And handlebars went forward. But I can't wait. December 9th to 11th. And, Spotty, you were saying they have one. You think it'll be built?
I reckon a Metricon, Metricon Stadium. They built one exactly like the Olympics for them all to train on out there. So I reckon it'll be very, very similar out there at Carrara. Awesome. It was awesome.
Awesomeness. Cannot wait. December 9th to 11th.
Yeah, also some big news. There was a sighting on the Gold Coast. The Yowie is back.
Oh,
and, closer than you think. They've been spotted there, and it looks like it's a juvenile one, around 5 years old, but it was out towards the scenic rim, Canungra. But I'm just trying to weigh some options up here.
Okay.
It was spotted Wednesday morning.
All right.
Okay, yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Flam was sick yesterday.
Oh, cool.
There we go.
Now, are there photos of this Yowie?
Well,
juvenile Yowie?
Exactly. And
I spend $300 a month waxing doesn't mean I'm the Yowie.
No, no. You and the Yowie's never been in the same room together, like Tom Tate and Borriby.
Yeah. Neither have Ian Chappell and Camilla Parker Bowles, so.
He's our Yowie, I reckon.
And that is what you need to know.